And that's something which, you know, we look at as something which is totally negated by this. So let's look at the Loshon of the Rambam in Ikar Gimel in the Mishnah. Shlilas hagashmus mimenu, the negation of corporeality from Hashem. Vezehu shenamin, that is that we must believe, ki ha'echad hazesh zacharnu, this one being that we mentioned, eino guf, is not a physical being, ve'lo koach beguf, nor is he a physical power, ve'lo yesiguhu me'oroas hagufim, and none of the incidents or of the descriptions of physical things can encompass him or can be applied to him. Come on. For instance, like tznua, movement, menucha, rest, mishkan, right, dwelling, lo mitzad atzmus, v'lo mitz lo b'mikra, not essentially and not incidentally. And by the way, of course, you're all in your minds, and the Rambam addresses this, that of course, movement, rest, and mishkan, dwelling, are all mentioned throughout the Torah regarding Kodesh Baruch Hu on a regular basis, right? Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, right? Vayered Hashem lirois stom, right? Vayishkoin Hashem, right? You know, menucha, he rested on Shabbos, etc.
And it's the use of the mishkan.
Right. That's exactly, exactly. The Muslims ripped into us because of all this, right? Of course, they do the same thing in the Quran, but in Islamic polemic literature, one of the things that they object to is, like, for instance, what is this thing about God resting on Shabbos? It's ridiculous, they say, you know, like, so obviously the Rambam's addressing this, right? Ulachain, shalalu mimenu chachamim zal, hachibur v'apirud, v'amru, and they said, ein lamala, above there is not, lo yeshiva, lo amida, not standing, not sitting, lo oref, lo ifui, not turning and not weariness, klama lo pirud v'lo oref, not separation and not the turning back, v'hu chibur v'lo ifui meloshen v'afu bekatev plishtin, right? Chibur, it doesn't mean actually tiredness, it means connection. He can't be connected to anything. Klama yidchu oisam bekasev lizchabram behem, they pushed them with their shoulder to join with them. Va'amar Hanavi, and the prophet said, Ve'el mi tadamyuni ve'eshveh. I think there's an extra yud there. I think that's that yud shouldn't, first yud should not be there. Anyway, to who can you compare me and find any equivalence, Yomar Kodosh, does the Holy One says. Ilu haya guf doima legufim. Because if he had any physical, he could be found similar to something. So now the Rambam has to address the fact that in our Tanakh, right, kol ma sheba b'kisvei HaKodesh, all of the descriptions in our holy books, Shematarin Oisoi B'Torah Gufas, that describe Hashem with the description of the body, Kmo Halicha, Amida, Yeshiva, Dibur, standing, sitting, speaking, Kiyotze Bezeh, Hakol Derech Hashalah. It's all borrowed terminology. V'chein Amru Chazal, Dibra Torah Koloshon B'nei Odom, the Torah spoke in the language of people. Kvar Dibur Chacham Bezeh Inyan Harbeh, and the sages spoke about this a lot. So the Torah speaks in the language of man, Loshon Bnei Adam. What does that mean? So there's a few ideas. The Kuzari talks about this a lot in the first Maimer, and the Kuzari says that there are a few different ways of understanding these descriptions. One way, he says, is, let's say, some guy from completely uncivilized country walks into a courtroom in a country with civilization, a justice system. He's never seen such a thing before. And he sees two people standing before this guy behind a bench. And the guy behind the bench, the judge obviously, looks at one guy and he says, right, I'm sentencing you to 20 years hard labor, right? And he says to the other guy, and you're getting $200,000 compensation for your injury, plus $500,000 for loss of employment, etc., etc. So now, he says, the uncivilized savage, right, we'll look at this and say, well, he obviously loves that guy, he hates that guy, and he loves that guy, right? I mean, now, would that be correct? Theoretically, no, right? I mean, in an ideal justice system, the judge has no emotion towards either guy. It's not like he hates the guy he sentenced to prison and he loves the guy he gave $200,000, right? Rather, there's a system of law, and the law requires that this is what happens, but this ignorant savage has no idea, right? Should we not say savage? We should say that's not politically correct. Okay, right? Like, you know, the civilized, civilizationally challenged, right? I always loved it. Mahatma Gandhi was asked what he thought, and he came to America. I think it was America. They said, "What do you think of American civilization?" He says, "I think it would be an excellent idea." Anyway, so a great quote. But he says now, the Khuzri says, so this guy standing there, we, he says, are the ignorant savages. So now, the fact of the matter is, the only thing we can say is, oh, Hashem loves that person, because why? Because if it would be us sitting behind the bench, right, doing that to that guy would be an act of hate, and doing that to that guy would be an act of love. He says, so we are attributing these emotions to Hashem, knowing full well that that's not really so. Which is a very, it's a very intellectual type of perspective, not emotional, but an intellectual perspective. When we say Hashem loves or Hashem hates or Hashem, which we do, right? So we do use those expressions. What it really means is that, yeah, there's a set of rules, it's all logical, etc. Those type of, that description doesn't even apply. That's number one. He says another type of description is what he calls, shlila, a negation. The Rambam talks about this one in Moreh HaNevuchim as well. What some people call negative theology. I don't like that term. But what it means is this. The descriptions are actually not describing what Hashem is, but what he's not. For example, this is how the Khuzri puts it. He says, you ask someone, is this stone intelligent or stupid? What would your answer be? My answer would be, that's a category mistake. Stupidity and intelligence have no relationship to stones. Right, even if you like their music, right? But it has no relationship whatsoever, right? So it's a category mistake. But I say, listen, I know it's a category mistake, but I forced you to answer, it was a government form. You have to answer either one or the other, ethnicity, right? I'm not Latino and I'm not Caucasian. I'm Jewish, but it's not on the form, right? But if you'd forced me to answer, right, I'd have to say, okay, I'm Caucasian, right? I think it's neither, but okay, right? So here, so the Khuzri says, so what do you answer? He says, which would be less inaccurate? That the stone's stupid. Right, it's also, the whole thing's a mistake. It's not intelligent or stupid, but what would be less inaccurate? I mean, in wrong answers, there are dargas, there are levels of wrong answers, you know what I mean? So you can have one wrong answer, which is like, someone asks you, what is gravity? And you say, gremlins, pulling things down towards their abode beneath the planet, that's very wrong. If you say it's force acting over a distance, that's wrong, but it's like that was the thought of many scientists for many, many years. It's not as wrong, right? If you say it's a curvature of space-time, okay, that's not bad. That's pretty close, right? So there's madragas, what I mean? We wish people would grade exams that way, right? How wrong is it? It wasn't that wrong, right? So that's the Khuzri says. So a lot of those, so for instance, when we talk about Kodesh Baruch Hu as Elohim Chayim, that's to negate the opposite, even though the category of life and death doesn't really apply. But if you're forcing me to say one or the other, and I'm a human being, I have to speak, we have to communicate with Hashem, we have to have a relationship to form through words, through conversations, through descriptions, etc. I've got to say something, so I'm certainly not going to say the opposite, I'm going to say Chayim. Or we talk about Hashem as light, right? Obviously, it doesn't really make sense. But it's preferable to the it's preferable to the opposite, because the opposite is darkness, isn't it? Right? Or so that's how he understands a lot of the descriptions. Are not really describing Hashem; they're saying what he is not. Okay, that's the second category. Category number three would be not describing Hashem, but describing what he does. In other words, I would say actually identification as opposed to description. Can I identify someone without describing them? The answer is yes. For example, we do this in Shemoneh Esrei. So the Chasam Sofer, in his Perush on the Chumash, on the Aseres HaDibros in Yisroel, he says this. But we start Shemoneh Esrei, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avosein, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. So he says, if you would be the greatest philosopher, scientist, Mekubal, Talmid Chacham, all rolled into one, and you would be worshipping the concept of Hashem that's in your mind, he says you would be wrong, because obviously your mind cannot encompass Hashem. He says, what's a safe way of doing it? He says, by identifying Hashem by what he has done, without really describing it. So I'm saying, who am I davening to? The one who, right, spoke to our ancestors, right, made a bris with Abraham, with Yitzhak, with Yaakov, the one who took us out of Mitzrayim, the one who created the world, the one who did this, the one who gave us the Torah, the one who, in other words, all those things are completely accurate, and they completely identify the one to whom we daven without actually describing him. It's very clever, right? In other words, I'm saying, look, I don't know what he looks like. I you know, someone just stole my debit card number and made a whole bunch of purchases over Yontif, which is actually accurate, unfortunately, right? Like at the New York Ruth's Chris Steakhouse on first day Yontif. I was trying to explain to Citibank, I'm a religious Jew. First day Yontif, I was with my friend. I'm not at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Manhattan. And the Empire Club and the New York Yankees Clubhouse, definitely not. Right, I'm not a fan of American football. Right, I'm Australian. This is not related. So I can describe that. I can identify the guy without describing him, because he's the guy, this creep who I hope they throw in jail forever. Right, who ate at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, went to the Yankee Clubhouse, did this and this, and the Empire or some casino. The whole, I mean, it's like unbelievable. Right, so all of this stuff. Right, but I don't know what he looks like. I don't know what he looks like. So Lahavdil, right, we're doing the same here. That's a third type of description that we have. It's all from Khuzari, right, which the Rambam I would totally agree with. I see no reason he wouldn't. Okay, all right, we'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.